I should explain before I start reading that we didn't say get off. We had a term, and it's a very local Wexford term. We used to call it shifting. You would shift somebody. Dear. Yeah, and that was just snogging them. But there's a lot of the word shift in the story.
Okay, right. So it's a dialogue, a dialect. We're having to get into this week.
You have to get into the dialect. Yeah. You've also got to be aware that there is a character that comes up a lot in My Best Friend Dee. Because we were like sisters, okay? We spent every single day.
You're still in contact with Dee?
Oh, yeah, she's still my best friend. She's still in Wexford.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Great, okay, so where are we going to, Max? What's the first reading from your old teenage diary?
15th of February, 1995.
Why not?
Dear Diary, oh my God, it's so long since I've written, nearly a month. I'm now 16 and I don't feel any different. For the past 4 or 5 weekends I've gone out. On my birthday, well, the Friday before it, Dee, me and the girls went out. We were with the boys, Lee, Frank and Rory, but they left us and then M turned up. He is absolutely gorgeous. I was talking away to him that Friday night, and then all he said to me on Saturday when I saw him was, "Hi. I was on work experience last week. It was so cool." Then on Friday, which was last week, I was on lunch from 1 till 2. I was walking along the town and I met M. He was asking me where I was going, what I was doing, etc. I couldn't believe it. I was on cloud 9 for the day. So we went to the Junction, which is a teenage disco, that night, which was awful. We left at around 10:20 p.m. Then we were outside Burger Mac, which is the local burger joint that everyone goes to.
Oh, really? We had no idea. I thought we were like a Burger Mac.
And there were loads of people there. I saw M talking to a load of people and he didn't come over to us at all. So Dee and myself walked around the corner because we were going home. And the next thing, turn page, he walked up to us and walked us home. He is so gorgeous, but he is bad news. But the good news is he's not going out with N anymore. Falling asleep and dreaming of M, Maggie Doyle. P.S. Got no valentines or roses.
No! Max, this is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
Why would he have been bad news, do you think?
No, because he was from the wrong side of the tracks.
Oh, really?
He was, yeah.
Wow, it's like Romeo and Juliet.
But he was beautiful.
But did anything ever happen with him? And
No, it didn't. No. It didn't. I do think, and I'm probably going to make a phone call to Dee tonight. I need to find out. Because I think that she shifted him at a later stage.
Oh,
and I think we
shifter.
I think we had a falling out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that happened a lot.
Oh, it did,
back in the day.
Yeah.
But can we have another reading?
Okay.
This is brilliant.
Let's move on to Sunday the 19th of February.
Yeah.
Dear Diary, now this is uncool, okay? I'm just going to say this is uncool.
But we all were at this time.
Dear Diary, I went line dancing tonight.
Oh, blimey.
The dancing itself was really good, but the crowd were totally crap. There was a load of really young people there. I mean like 12. Come on. Niamh was there and she asked me to shift this fella. I said no because he looked too young. She said he was 15, but I didn't believe her. Anyway, we, Laura, Dee and me, then went on up to, guess where? Yes, Burger Max. We were outside waiting
for Laura's...
The burger place that everyone goes to. We were outside waiting for Laura's dad to come and pick us up. And these two fellas came over to us. They were nice. One of them was gorgeous. Long hair tied in a ponytail and glasses. But the other one... I don't remember these guys at all. But the other one was really farmer looking. But the fellow with the glasses, his name was Tommy. Oh. He was really nice. Well, we started telling them that we were 19 and 20. And they believed us. Tommy is 20. But I think he was only joking. And Barry said he was 19. Anyway, that was the sum total of what happened today. Goodbye. See ya, as in see hyphen ya, later. Love, Margaret, Mags, Maggie, Doyle. And then there's a note to my mum on the other side, which basically says, I know you're reading this. Keep your nose out.
Oh, Max, I love that.
Oh, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Oh, no, it's brilliant. I wish I'd had something like that to document what those times were like.
I don't understand why your friend Niamh was asking you to shift this other guy.
Because that's the way it used to happen.
Was she like a pimp shifter?
No, but that's the way it would happen. If you fancied somebody, there's a lot of that kind of evidence in this diary, that somebody would come up to you in Burger Max, usually, and say, he really fancies you. Do you want to shift him?
Well, we never had that. I wish I'd have some sort of...
Really?
No, shift into...
How else would you shift somebody?
My technique was simply to go and say, do you mind if I get off with you?
I don't, yeah, no.
Politely just ask. Yeah.